SPP Regional State Committee Briefs, January 28, 2019, read by an automated voice. By Tom Kleckner. Commission staff not yet to agreement on cost allocation issues. New Orleans regulatory staffers have been unable to reach a consensus on possible revisions to cost allocation rules for wind-rich areas and may table their year-long review, the Nebraska Power Review Board's John Krajewski told the Regional State Committee Monday. January's Regional State Committee meeting, copyright RTO Insider. The Cost Allocation Working Group, which reports to the RSC, is considering changes to SPP's highway-slash-byway framework, which considers transmission facilities of 300 kilovolts or more as highway infrastructure, with their costs allocated on a region-wide, postage stamp basis. Facilities between 100 kilovolts and 300 kilovolts are categorized as byway facilities, with two-thirds of the cost assigned to the host zone and one-third allocated region-wide. Projects less than 100 kilovolts are allocated entirely to the host zone. Among its options, the COG is considering changing the 100 to 300 kilovolts allocation percentage to 50% or 66% as it ponders different ways of charging for load. The working group is also evaluating whether to consolidate transmission zones for the SPP tariff Schedule 11 charges, which cover transmission construction costs. Krajewski said zones encompassing diverse areas that include wind and non-wind zones would spread byway costs over a larger footprint. Other options include modifying the 300 kilovolt and less allocation percentage in wind-rich zones only and using a generation injection rate applicable to all generation or just a subset. COG Chair Cindy Ireland updates the RSC. Copyright RTO Insider. As we've worked through this, I've worked on the assumption there was a problem and it needed to be fixed, Krajewski said. Some of my fellow COG members have not reached that point yet. If there isn't a consensus that there is a problem at the group's next meeting, we'll put away what we've worked on. If we reach a point where there is a problem, I would like to see ourselves narrow those options to two or three, where we can give some detailed analysis, he said. The COG's next meeting is a conference call set for February 12. Should it come to an agreement, the COG plans to turn its work into a white paper and make recommendations to the RSC and the Holistic Integrated Tariff Team, which is taking a broader look at cost allocation. Those two processes need to be wedded up and work together, Texas Public Utility Commission Chair Deanne Walker said of the COG and HIT work. I understand Therese's serious disagreement over whether Therese's a problem, but Therese's a lot of overlapping things here with the HIT that need to be worked on together. SPP, MISO regulators in educational phase. Kansas Corporation Commissioner Shari Feist-Albrecht told the RSC that MISO and SPP regulators working on the RTO SEEM issues are still in the midst of their educational phase. We're suffering from some beginning to operate jointly pains, said Albrecht, who represents SPP regulators on the SPP-RSC-OMS Liaison Committee. The committee was created last year to work with SPP and MISO to improve market-based transactions and operations across the SEEM. Albrecht and Missouri Public Service Commissioner Daniel Hall moderated a panel discussion on SEEM issues during a recent Mid-America Regulatory Conference meeting. The committee will next meet February 10 on the sidelines of the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners Winter Policy Summit, where it will discuss the stakeholder responses and the potential need for FERC or independent analyses. South Dakota's Christy Feagan jokes with Kansas Shari Feist-Albrecht much to the amusement of Missouri's Scott Rupp and RSC Chair Kim Aguinevere Kensaw. Copyright RTO Insider. New Mexico's Byrd joins RSC. The RSC welcomed Jefferson Jeff Byrd as its New Mexico representative. He replaces Pat Lyons, who left the regulatory arena last year. A rancher and environmental engineer, Byrd won election in November to one of five seats on the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission. It's the first time he has held public office, following two unsuccessful runs at the U.S. House of Representatives.